Wednesday's five-person stabbing at Dyke Industries has added to the violence that's plagued the capital city this year. There's already been more shootings than last year, including four in the past 5 days, two of which were fatal. I'm Blaze Ganey.
Me and one of my co-workers, we was building a door. And, you know, in the process of building a door, one of the guys that were in the front office, we just heard him say, call the ambulance. So when we heard him say, call the ambulance, we seen a gash on his arm. So we thinking like he probably got hurt in the warehouse or something probably fell on him in the warehouse or something like that.
Derek Tucker says he was at work at Dyke Industries Wednesday when he and a coworker realized what they were seeing wasn't the typical workplace injury.
Next thing we know, we seen another guy. His name is, we call him Sir Sir. And when we seen Sir Sir, his shirt was bloody and ripped. So when we seen that, we was like, well, did them two get into it on the job or whatever the case may be? And then Sir Sir went and saying, Twan just stabbed me. And he was talking about the other guys and stab him. He just going around the warehouse, you know, stabbing people.
Police have identified the suspect as fellow employee Antoine Brown. He stabbed five people, including the manager at the location.
He was stabbed in the neck. He was gushing blood. So I went back to my area to get my phone to call 911. But when I went to go do that, when I looked up, he was right behind me with a knife over me. So I took off running out the back of the company.
Tucker says he ran until he got to safety, but was still close enough to see his coworkers come to the aid of a man coming in for an interview.
He stabbed this dude in the chest five times, and the dude was in the parking lot trying to fight him off because he was trying to stab him some more. So the only way they got rid of him was a bunch of our employees that had sticks and pipes, and they chased him across the street.
Interim Police Chief Steve Outlaw called those actions brave.
I would like to also note some of the heroic actions as we understand it. At this point, guys, is very preliminary information that we've got that upon the gentleman leaving after he stabbed his coworkers, upon leaving that several employees armed themselves with whatever they could and tried to engage him.
The incident follows a weekend where two people were shot and killed. One outside of a local movie theater, the other at Brittany Estates, a mobile home park. But Outlaw maintains the city is safe.
As long as you're not dealing in dope, selling dope, or trying to steal somebody else's dope, generally speaking, you're in a safe community. People, most of these crimes, most of them, not all, but most, they're acquaintance crimes. They know the other person.